So when Samikpuni came to know that his son has cursed the religious king, Parikshit, so he had condemned his own son. He was so useless boy. Why he had to do such things? The king has come to my ashram, our ashram. We should have welcomed him, given him water and food, whatever he needed. But we didn't do so. But still, it was our duty to serve him. He is a king, he is a great king. And because of his ruling, we are peacefully performing our duties in the forest. So in this way, Samikpuni condemns his son that you are immature and did very heinous work. But anyway, I cannot take your curse back. It's better now to go and inform King Parikshit that he has only 7 days to live, so he can prepare. When you know so many days or so many hours you will live, hopefully will prepare something. Prepare to go back to garden. Prepare to make our life complete or successful. My father used to say, I don't have much time. I have to go Vaikuntha and I have to prepare for it. I'm leaving my household. So before even 50, he was giving up household life. That time we were 6 brothers and 1 sister. And my older brothers were about 18, 20. At that time, he arranged their marriage. They got married, both of them, at the same day, in the same time, from the same village. And then he said, now you are married, you take care of this household affairs and take care of your mother. I don't have time, I had to go. We were so young and we couldn't ask him what he's going to do. But he, my mother used to tell, that he always said that he wants to go by Kunta and he does not have much time to prepare. He wants to go by Kunta. And we didn't know what is by Kunta. We were not that much educated in the spiritual line. But he knew, and he went to prepare to go back home. At that time he was like maybe around 44, 45 years old. So he gave up. He gave up on household life. And we all, and I went with him. Actually, when he left home, I went with him. And he took me. He took me with him. There was a purpose. And the rest of them stayed home, didn't know what to do. But they have been doing anyway. They have been doing how to maintain the household. They have, we have 50s of land. They were working on their and growing grains and maintaining a family. They're doing good. And they're still doing. My father left. And he told me, I will place you in one place, such a place. I will leave you in such a place that you will learn. With the association of sadhus, you will learn. But if you happen not to learn, if you happen to not learn anything, then you will be beggar. Paisa de do paisa, stand on the street and beg for paisa. But if you learn, you will make your life good. So he left me in Haridwar, Rishikesh, that area. Now where you have lots of sadhus, you may say they are, we may count them as a Mayavadis, but they are pious people. Thousands of sadhus living there, thousands of ashrams are there. They don't have to work hard. They do their sadhana, whatever they do, and at the particular time bell rings, they go, get prasad, and come back, and do. They study, and they chant, or whatever they do. It's a great facility. That's the place. Because so after a few years we heard of passing of our father. He was not even 50 years old. I have heard he was saying that Manu Samhita says that Yadahareva Prabrajit, Yadahareva Virajit, Tadahareva Prabrajit. Whenever you get detachment from the household life, immediately you give up. And immediately you go away for vanaprastha life and start your sadhana. And panchashodam vanaprastha, that also he said. Panchashodam, I have never studied the Manu Sanghita. He said that. Panchashodam vanaprastha, he said. Once you get above 50 years old, you should give up household life and go. Where to go? That's a dilemma. Where to go? Vanam Braje. Prabhupada said, Vanam, the forest is not suitable for this age. So, Vrindavanam, Vanam Vrindavanam. Vanam Vrindavanam Ramyam. Vanadri Vanakananam. Vanam means Vrindavanam, Prabhupada said. So, if we have decided to give up family life, you can go Vrindavan or Mayapur. If you think Vrindavan is so congested, you can come Mayapur, live here happily. Bhaja Gaurango, Kaha Gaurango, Laha Gaurangira Namare, Jijana Gaurango, Bhaja Se Amar Pranare. Bhaja Gauranga. See, the word comes in this sloka. Atta Ishu Karmuka. Right? Atta means having. Ishu means arrows, and Karmuka means bow. Arrows and bow. The Kshatriya goes to hunt. He will not go in those days. They didn't have shooting guns. They have Ishu and Karmuka, bows and arrows. And they can fight with the lion face to face. If you have heard the characteristics of Bharat Maharaj, what a brave person he was. Even when he was a child, he would put his hand inside the lion's mouth and pull his tongue. So Kshatriya is trained to be brave. And Brahman is trained to be humble, austere. And Vaishya is trained to be protecting cows and doing business. So Puranjana takes his bows and arrow. How? Adripta, he is very proud of his province. He is very proud that he is a king. He is a Puranjana. So with a pride, he takes bow and arrow. And what is the situation? He gives up the association of Puranjani. And to her, he was so much attached up to now. So much attached. Vihaya jayam atadarham. Sridhar Swami comments here, the issue and karmaka, right? Issue means the attachments. And karmaka is the sense objects. Ragadaya. Ishavu ragadi rupaha. Tavad Rava Ragadayo Rajan Griheshu. The ragas, the attachments, are troublesome as long as the person does not become Krishna's own. That means Nati Krishna Tejana, Natejana. Right? Krishna Yavad Krishna Natejana. As long as person does not become connected to you, does not become yours, this ragadaya, the attachment and illusion become great trouble for this person. That was also dilemma to Priyavrata in beginning of fifth canto. We read that Priyavrata was so detached person, he was brahmachari. He is supposed to be the ruler in the kingdom. But then he went to perform austerity and became ascetic, brahmachari. Of course, Narada Muni was feeding him up. He was instructing. So Uttanapad, his younger brother, had to take the kingdom, rule the kingdom. But after that story was over, Dhruva Maharaj went back to Godhead. Then comes back again to Priyavrata that Lord Brahma and Manu, Swayambhu Manu himself, has to come and ask him, please. You are so qualified, you are so austere, and all senses are under your control. You are qualified to run the kingdom. Now you must do. And he was hesitating. Oh, my guru Narada Muni didn't say that. This is very bondage to work in the ruling the samsara. But the Manu Maharaj also came, Brahma came and they pacified him. You are so expert that you will not be attached to your household life. You will do really good. And after this all done, at the end of your life you will go back to God. For sure, not a problem. So Priyavrata Maharaj accepts and he comes to rule the kingdom. The point is that once someone is trained to be Krishna conscious, to keep the senses in control, for him the senses are not troublesome. For him they become helpful, they become the instrument in service of Krishna, as we see in Savai Mana Krishna Padaravinda Yoga Dansi Vaikuntha Gunanavarna. Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged all his senses in the service of Krishna. Mind is engaged in the service of Krishna. Mana Krishna Padaravindayo, the mind is engaged in thinking of Krishna's lotus feet. Vatamsik Vaikuntha Gunanavarnane, the words are engaged in glorification of the Lord. Karu Harir Mandira Marjanadishu, the hands are engaged in sweeping the temple. Ambarish Maharaj, he has temple, his own temple. Shrutim Chakara Shudhisat Kathoda, he engaged his ears in hearing Krishna Katha. So in this way he engaged all the senses. Yeah, it is possible for everyone. So that is, we are practicing here. It's the same. We have Bhagavatam Katha, Bhagavatam lecture here. And we have chanting session in the morning, and we have kirtan in the morning and evening, Mangala Aarti, Sandhya Aarti. And on top of that, we have other service to do. So we are engaging our senses in Krishna's service. Residing in Dham and being engaged in Krishna's service and chanting the holy name, taking Krishna Prasadam, what else? Perfection is not too far. Simply needs our effort to keep us engaged in that, in that path. So Vihaya, Jayam, Adadarham, Puranjana took this chance to give up his wife at this point. Vihaya Jayam. He gave up. Give up the lap of Maya, O fallen souls, O sleeping souls. Jeev Jago. Jeev Jago. Jeev Jago. Gaura Chanda Bole. Kato Nidra Jao Maya. Pishachir Kole. How long you will sleep? Wake up. Uttishtata Jagrata Prapyavara Nevodata. Sleeping souls, wake up, stand up, and achieve your goals. That's the Upanishad says, Vedic literature. Uttishtata, Jagrata. Stand up, wake up and stand up. Achieve your goals. Now, this is the time. This is the human form of life. We can do not more than the other form of life. Other forms are engaged in sleep, simply sleeping, eating, sleeping, mating, and depending. This is human form of life we have got without any endeavor. We don't, any of you remember what we have done in the previous life to get this human form of life? We don't remember. We are happy to have this life. We got this human form of life without any endeavor, so to say. Now, you don't remember. We may have done so much. Anyway, we got this by the mercy of Krishna. Now, in this time, Uttishtata Jagrata Prapyavara Nivodha. We can't simply sleep and waste our time. Prapyavara Nivodhata. What we have to achieve, we have to understand. We must understand what we are supposed to achieve in this life. Prapyavara Nivodhata. understand and act accordingly. So we hire, first of all, you have to give up something. We hire Jayam. I remember Radha Govinda Maharaj in one class he explained Jaya. See the word there. I'm speaking exactly on the shloka. I'm not going anywhere. Shloka is there. Jayam. Jaya means patni, wife, good wife. So why she is called Jaya? Atma vai jayate putra. It is Jaya. She is Jaya, your wife, your good wife is Jaya because you yourself will take birth from her womb as your son. Therefore she is Jaya. So, what is the point? Point is that when someone gets married, young people get married, they must be very careful what kind of mother you are choosing for yourself. She is wife, at the same time she is mother because you yourself is going to take birth from her womb. If you take any third class woman, and we don't want to take any third class woman as mother. So choose. There is facility, you can make, what is called, matchmaking. Matchmaking things are available in society, in the community. You can do matchmaking. Who is suitable for you? Do the matchmaking. And then in proper time, in proper, with proper facility, with proper ceremony, do the wedding. And then, in due course of time, you will see you are taking birth from the same. So, putra, now you can see, when you see somebody's son, he looks like his father. Doesn't mean he himself has taken birth? Son are, many times you see son or daughter, they are look alike their parents, and especially father. Sometimes the son will look alike mother, or sometimes my uncles used to say, oh, you look like your mother. And it's fine, I look like my mother. I love my mother. She loves me. But many times, and my other brother, they look like my father. And you can see in the world, son look alike of father. So Atma vai jayate putra, Atma, your own soul is going to take birth from the womb of the wife. So therefore she is Jaya. So before you accept Jaya for your life partner, you must be carefully choosing her. This love marriage is no, have no point. It does not work. They have, you know, it may work for some time, but you know, for long run, it is, they have no good result. So therefore you have to consult your seniors, your elders, what needs to be done next. So, vihaya jaya matadarham atadarham means not possible to give up. But Piranjana gave up his wife, went to hunt. And of course in Bhagavad Srila Prabhupada said, he is hunting for what? Living being is very much fond of hunting women. He is not happy with one woman. And so he wants to enjoy many others. Of course, Vedic scriptures do not allow that. I remember one of my cousin brother has two wives. The situation is that if the first wife is weak or sick, or she is not able to perform household duties, then you are allowed to marry another one, so she can do well in the household. But it does not mean the first one you will reject. The first one will stay with you, second will also stay with you. They should be cooperatively stay for their life. No fight, no divorce, no commotion, only emotion. So those things are allowed. I mean, if you can maintain two wives, fine, you can marry, but be careful, you have to maintain the other one too, both of them. And if you have children from both of them, you have to maintain them too. So these are the system. The Kshatriya kings used to marry many wives. Sometimes Brahmin family, the Brahmin also may marry more than one, depending on the situation, you know, as I said. The first one is weak. Some or other they have matchmaking, but she comes out to be a very weak, not able to perform the household duties. Then you are allowed or you are forced to get married to another one. And probably you have better life, better children. And Mriga Vyasana Lalasa. Mriga Vyasana Lalasa. The Puranjan was so much, he was getting this desire that he will kill lots of deer in the forest and he will enjoy it. Again, the Vedic literature do not allow freely killing any animals and simply eat them up. That's for your sense gratification. And in a couple of slokas later, you will see what kind of rules are given to if someone needs to kill an animal for his satisfaction. The rules are given, in summary, I will tell. If you need to kill an animal for your satisfaction, you must kill this animal in a holy place, in Tirtha, or in particular occasion. You see, when Navaratri comes in Bengal, there are so many people, they are cutting goats, sacrificing goats and eating. Yeah, that's particular occasion, purpose, they are allowed to do. Of course, there is a lot more complication behind it, they don't know. What are the complications? If you kill an animal, you have to suffer as many thousands of years as the hairs on that animal. Next slide. In hellish planets. In Naraka. But that detail they will not know, but they don't care. Because they are so much into Mrigam Vyasana Lalasaha. The last word, last line. Mrigam Vyasana Lalasaha is simply so much addicted, so much they have desire, oh, I would like to eat more flesh of animal. And Tirtheshu, Pratidrishteshu, and you have to follow the course and conduct of the Shastra, what time you should call, what kind of animal you should kill, right? And how much? And Medhyan person, not any animal, there are particular animals that are allowed to kill, not cow, not anybody, not any animal. Medhyan Pashu, there are some animals that are allowed to be killed for yajna in order to give them new life. But that, if that doesn't work, then you suffer. And Pashu Vane, and only in the forest, not at home, not in the market. Yavadartham Alam, as much as you need to fulfill your belly, that much only, not too much. Lubdo Hanya, if somebody is greedy, if somebody is very much eager to eat the flesh and would like to kill, then this is how he is controlled. Niyam Yate. He is controlled with these rules. There are six kinds of rules are given in this. So these have to be followed if somebody wants to follow. But no, in Vedic literature strictly prohibited. Because these rules are given, it's difficult to follow them. But people are so much into gratifying their senses, therefore, okay, very literature allows us to kill, and they will go and kill goats or buffalo. In Nepal, you will see, in the when Navaratri comes, there are thousands and thousands of buffaloes and goats. And, horrible. They were killed. And people can object. Those who are thoughtful, they are trying to object, but the people say, oh, this is our parampara, this happiness and great generation has been going on, we can't give up, this has to be done, it has to be offered to Kali or Durga, whatever, Pasanna pinapashyati, what is going to happen to you next life? Even if you explain to them, they will not understand, they will not care. Mm-hmm. So, grihastha life, as Lord Chaitanya says, grihastha life is blissful. Also in third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Kashyap Muni, when Diti was asking him to fulfill her desire, finally he agreed and he said, okay, you know, the grihastha man can fulfill his all desires, he gain everything by living with his wife. Because grihastha is one who is not allowed to go and beg. He has to maintain your family, work hard, grow your thing, self-sufficient. Of course, in Mayapur, it's not working. Self-sufficiency. We have lots of land, but self-sufficiency is not coming. It may be coming in the future. Grihastha is supposed to have his own land and grow things. As I remember, my father did, my brothers are still doing, but I'm not doing. Because it's not possible to buy a land here. The price is so high. The village of Mayapur becomes much, so much expensive than New York City. It's not possible to buy land. How can you grow anything? And it's so difficult to build a house or buy a house. It's so expensive. The social structure is made such a way that it becomes totally impossible. But in Mayapur, we're supposed to be staying here, self-sufficiency, we're supposed to be practicing here. So brahmachari, they don't work. Vanaprastha and sannyasis, they are cultivating the spiritual knowledge, and they don't have time to work, and they will come to grihasthas and ask. And you will see in a few days, they will be asking for donation, because we are doing Jolan Yatra, right? Jolan Yatra donation, Jagannath Yatra donation, and time to time we give donation. I mean, that's our duty. If you only earn and keep in a pocket, that will bind you with the result of karma. But if you earn and keep giving, so your money, your wealth is purified by giving. But give in proper cause, the better, higher cause. Not giving to any rickshawala or drug addicts or alcoholics. Giving, that kind of giving is more of ignorance. Giving and more of ignorance. So that will have no result at all, or result very bad. Giving to devotees, giving for the service of Krishna, giving to Krishna's lotus feet, is the higher cause. It's giving you transcendental piety, transcendental benefit. So, as grihastha we should earn, but not to be greedy, to keep it for myself, because if I give, I will have less to enjoy. No. Give, more you give, more it comes. More you give, more it comes. Krishna provides. That's the sutra. That's the system Krishna has made. If you keep giving, and you keep getting. And because of miserly weakness, because of miserness, if you don't give, then you get stuck with little what you have. More you give, more you get. There is a principle in Garuda Purana. It says, adatta danat bhavet daridro. Adatta danat. Because you do not give a donation, no charity, by not giving charity, you become daridra. In this life you may have some money, but next life you will become daridra, poor, wretched. And what happens? Daridra bhavat prakaroti papam. Because you are wretched, poor. So poor that you don't have things to eat. And just to fulfill your belly, you will go and perform sinful activities. Daridra bhavat prakaroti papam. And if you perform, if you commit a sinful activity, then what happens? Papa prabhava narakam prayati. If you commit a sinful activities, and because of that you go narak, to hellish planet. And you suffer there. Nabhuktam kriyate karma janma koti sate rabhi. Avashyameva bhoktavyam kritam karma shubha shubham. any activity that we have done, we do, perform, or we commit, anything, that is never going to be wiped out without enjoying or suffering the result of it. If you have done good, you enjoy the result. If you've done bad, you suffer the result. Avasyameva bhaktavyam. So, then the another coin, the other side of the coin is that satpatra danat bhave dhanadyo. Once you have money, donate to good people, to the devotees. Satpatra. Not any low class person, high class person, devotee, pure devotee, in the service of Krishna, to build the temple. In those causes, if you do a charity, donate your money, then you become dhanadya. In this life also your money keep coming, and the next life also you become like Ambarish Maharaj, Ambarish Prabhu. He has so much money, he is building a temple. Next life also you become rich, and you have this sanskara because you come with the, from good sanskara, good background. You keep giving the money and you keep receiving it. Satpatra danatya bhavet dhanadyo, dhanadya bhavat prakaroti punyam. Because you are rich and you keep doing your punya, you keep doing your pious activity, you keep doing the charity, and everybody is happy with you. Prakaroti punya. Punya prabhavat tridivam prayati. If you have punya, if you earn lots of punya by doing charity, then you go heavenly planet. You may go back to garden. That's up to you. If you do small pieties, like digging a well, making a school, hospitals, and these small pieties, they will all send you to heavenly planet. But if you build a temple of Krishna, I go. Pankajagi Prabhu, Ajaniya Prabhu said one day that Prabhupada said the Lord Chaitanya will come personally and holding your hand he will take you back to garden. Hari Bol. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Ajaniya Prabhu ki, Pankajagi Prabhu ki. So, Lord Chaitanya will personally come and take you back to garden. That's authorized. I have heard from authorized sources. So, punya prabhava tridivam prayati punar dhanadyo punareva data. This cycle goes like this. You go heavenly planet. If you didn't make to Vaikuntha planet, you go heavenly planet, you enjoy there, and after some time you come back here and you take birth in the rich family and you become rich, and then you donate your wealth again, lots of charity and punya, and you go heavenly planet, you go, this cycle goes on, you'll never suffer, you go back and forth, but you enjoy. But somehow or other, like Ambarish Prabhu, you get in contact with Prabhupada, and you build the temple of Krishna, Radha Madhava, Ashtaki, and Panchatattva, Lord Nrisingadev, and there is no chance you come back, you go back to Godhead directly after leaving this body. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I would like to stop here. Hare Krishna. Sachara Mrigayam Tatra Dripta Atteshu Karmukaha Vihaya Jaya Madadarham Mriga Vyashana Lalasha. Prabhu, if you have any question and comments. Pankajari Prabhu. I'm not sure if I can answer your question.
It's a clarification. I couldn't understand whether you were saying your wife will become your mother. Does it mean to say that because you expand yourself into your children, she becomes your mother, or in the future?
Yeah, she becomes my children's mother.
My children?
Yeah, my children's mother. So to say, Jaya, so because you are taking birth from her womb, so he is a child. The child will, the one. Now, she is my wife, but she is the mother of my child. The child is myself. Myself is taking birth as a child. So now she is the mother of my child. That's the meaning. Not she is my mother, but I am choosing the mother of my child. Because I myself go in the womb of her and take birth as my child, so I am choosing the mother of my child.
when that the when you kill the animal, you take you go to hell for as many hairs as on the body. I think that's the cow. If you kill a cow,
yeah,
the other animals they'll come back and take your life. Mm. That is the
yeah, that's a cow.
That is the injunction. Yeah. But if the cow is different.
If one kills a cow, then he has to suffer as many thousands of years in hellish planets as there are hairs on the body of a cow. Right? That is confirmed.
You know many Puranic stories. I heard an interesting one. If you have to go to hell, sometimes even the Brahmanas go to hell for not doing their duty, not doing what they're supposed to do. But you have to walk on this copper road, red hot, and the dogs and the Yamadutes are whipping you. I forget the priority, but according to the degree of charity, if you've dug a well, you know, there'll be some water on the side of the road. If you've given some charity or plant, then there'll be trees, some shade there. And if you're given a cow, you'll get carried on a carriage and all kinds of things like that.
Yeah,
very interesting.
If you're totally biased, you don't have to go to hell, right? But if you are a little biased and a little impious, and so to suffer the impious activities, you have to go through that road, hot. Prabhupada said that. The road is like a sharp razor, and you have to walk on those razor like a blade, like that. And they are beating you. You have to go through, and there is a river, and the river is full of pus and urine and stool and big crocodiles are there. And if you have given the cow in charity, then that cow will go ahead of you, and you hold the tail of a cow, and you easily pass that. And that horrible river, and you go easily to the heavenly planet, hellish planet, and you do a little suffering, whatever, very light suffering, and then you are sent to heavenly planet, and take another birth. So if somebody is totally pious, then he doesn't have to go to that part.
You mentioned that Prabhupada said, if you be the temple of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya will come and take you back to Godhead. In Sri Upanishad, Prabhupada accepted all religions as bona fide. So he said in Sri Upanishad, if anybody follows any of the religion in the world strictly, he will go back to Godhead. So my question is, many people build churches and mosques. They are not devotees. They have no devotional sadhana. If a devotee also goes to heavenly planets, what about the devotee's personal sadhana in spiritual life? Does charity or building temple surpasses sadhana, which takes a devotee back to God?
Can you repeat that? Okay. So his question is, if a devotee, the second part of the question is, a devotee, he goes to heavenly planet, right?
A devotee goes to heavenly planet, what happens to his spiritual sadhana?
What happens to his spiritual sadhana? If a devotee goes to heavenly planet, what happens to his spiritual sadhana, right? And the first part of your question was?
The first part that in Sri Upanishad, Prabhupada accepted all religions as bona fides. All religious movements in the world, not just Islam, but Christianity, Muslim, he accepted in Upanishad.
Mm.
So that's why in Upanishad there is no Mahamantra.
Yeah.
So in Upanishad, Prabhupada said, if anybody follows any of these religious movements strictly, he will go back to God. And we see most of them build churches and mosques. They don't practice what we practice. Sometimes we say we have our way the best to go back to Godhead. So if they build a mosque and church and go to heavenly planets, a devotee also build a temple and go to heavenly planets, what about the devotees?
Did everybody hear that? No? Isha Upanishad, Srila Prabhupada accepted as authorized book, right? And there is no Mahamantra, you said? There is no Mahamantra in Isha Upanishad, right? And anybody, there are non-devotees also going back to God. Yeah? Non-devotees also going back to God. And I didn't catch the last part again. Non-devotees also going back to God, yeah? Yeah? Any religious movement, from any religious movement. It sounds like a tricky question. I would like to ask Yanagami Prabhu, can you say something about it?
Question is, in Sri Isha Upanishad, Prabhupada accepted all religious movement as bona fide. So he said that if any member of any big devotional service, Christianity or Muslim, he can go back to Godhead. And in the lecture he said that a devotee build a temple from charity, you know, but Chaitanya will come and take him back to Godhead. I also said that Christianity and Muslim, they also build temples where they worship, which means they will go to heavenly planets. If a devotee goes to the same heavenly planet, what about the devotee's spiritual sadhana? What role does it play? Spiritual practice, sadhana, sadhana.
Going back to Godhead, different stages, Brahman, you know, different stages of understanding what is Godhead. According to my understanding, if you don't know who is Krishna, you can't go back to Krishna Loka. So these different religions, they can elevate you maybe to heavenly planets if you're very pious. But how you can want, desire, or even have the inclination to go back to Godhead, to Krishna Loka, or even Vaikuntha, if you don't have that information. That information is there, it's available for the Muslims, for the Christians, in this age especially. We're very fortunate. It's available for everyone. But if they're not taking advantage, or they're saying, no, when I was on Sankirtan many, many years ago, everyone, we would go to this, in one town, New Orleans, and everyone would say, I'm a Catholic. That's all. They didn't want to know anything more. They just knew they were a Catholic. So I said, well, I'm a Catholic too. I was Catholic too. So now, but this is more information. They don't want that information, so how can they want to be with Krishna? It's not possible. They can go back to Godhead, a pious man practicing some other religion. He can go back to Godhead gradually, but he'll have to take some other birth. If he goes to heavenly planets, then he'll be introduced, and the heavenly planets is much more information about Krishna, about Lord Vishnu. So he'll be introduced from that point, and if he accelerates and he wants to go further back to Godhead, yes. But I'm pretty confident there must be a stopping off point for those persons who are not practicing Krishna consciousness in this lifetime, because they don't even know what they would want. And it depends, going back to Krishna depends on our desire. It's not just you get some mercy and bang, you're in Vaikuntha or in Krishna Loka. It's not like that.
I guess the devotees who go into a heavenly planet, they will go higher planets like Brahma Loka, where they have association of devotees like Brahma and so on. So they will have a chance to cultivate their, you know, spiritual life there also. And if they want, they can go back to Godhead from there.
Say that when you build a temple, Lord Chaitanya will come personally and take you back to Godhead. If everybody build temples and do charities without sadhana, what happens?
Temple of Vishnu. Kamitani Prabhu, what did you say? Kamitani Prabhu, answer the question.
Temple of Vishnu?
Yeah.
Okay. If I build Temple of Vishnu, I don't follow any rules or practice any practices. Am I going back to Godhead? If I build any temple of Vishnu, mm-hmm. without spiritual practices, am I going back to God?
But one has to be aware, you're building a temple, is you also being inclined to follow some spiritual life. I mean, there is some benefit always. Like even non-devotee building a temple will achieve some benefit. Either he goes to heavenly planet or somewhere. Sankirtan Prabhu, you want to add something?
The devotees who go to the heavenly planets, the result of their sadhana stays with them. The sukriti stays with them. They have to take birth again generally as a human being. But that sukriti is there, that sadhana is not lost. When they again connect with devotional service, they'll start from that point. But he's mentioned it, I think the junction is if one builds a Vishnu temple, he can go to Vaikuntha. But of course, if you're not, it's not you give a donation and go back to Vaikuntha, it means it may take some time if you're not actually devoted to Krishna or Vishnu. It's not just that you've given a donation, that's it. It'll probably take some time till some birth, or till you become a devotee and then you go back. But the injunction is you go back, so you have to accept that. Doesn't say when.
Any other questions? Not to be able.
No, it's not quite. It's a point. Another point. Prabhupada said if you still have devotees have desires to enjoy, then they'll go to the heavenly planets after this birth and enjoy like anything. Then after that again, they'll take birth and pick up devotional service. But the these injunctions, like you go to Vaikuntha and go back to Vishnu and Loka and things like that, or you get liberated, you take bath in this pond, this kapoor is sacred, you go directly back to, it says you go back to Godhead, you succumb and make the temple, But it's all true, we cannot deny what the Shastra says. But you go direct, it means that the doors are open for you. If you have to make choices and go direct, you can go direct. But otherwise, there's things on the way, you may get alerted by them. So you make the choice as you go. But the path is open, so it is direct. But you may take quite a few births to get there. Prabhupada says that when you're going back to Godhead, then you have to go through all the different planetary systems, and then there's all these allurements, and you go through the heavenly planets, and then people are asked to come, you go to where Maya is, some total of the attraction of Maya. Maya Devi is there, and she's saying, come, why don't you stay here with me on this planet? I'm all alone, you can be very attractive. So people who don't have idea of Godhead or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they got to go through, even they've done something to earn a situation to go back to Godhead, they got to go through all these temptations. So like the Christian's idea of Godhead is heaven, isn't it? Very interesting. If they're going through heaven on the way back, they're going to stop off probably. This is where we want to go. But the idea is that the gates are open.
Thank you, Daniel.
Prabhupada was asked once, he said, why are some of the devotees not chanting? One devotee said, the devotees are not chanting. The Prabhupada said, some of my disciples, they want to go to the heavenly planets. So they're just performing some pious activities here instead of devotional service.
That is possible. Some of us may go to heavenly planets. Therefore, it matters if you want. Therefore, we have to be constantly endeavoring. Purnam yate dhanapate. giving up chanting and giving up the association of devotee is not very good for us. So we have to, we need to be always in, always endeavoring to make progress. And so in that way, we try to definitely get there this and by the end of this life. Smadhi?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for the nice class. Prabhuji, my question is, like you said, that we have the four stages of life, that is Brahmacharya, then is Grastha Ashram, then comes Vanaprastha and Sannyas. What, where, like, my question is, like, where the woman lies in between? Like, women, Prabhupada always said that they have to be protected by, first by father, then by husband, and then by children. So, woman also has to undergo this Vanaprastha and Sannyas? How is it?
No, women are not advised to take sannyas. I mean, in Kali Yuga you see many women are taking sannyas. But she is not. She has to be, like her husband leaves, then her husband has to make sure that she is protected by her sons, I mean by his sons. So as I gave my example, my own father, when he left home, he said, now, you two boys are got married, you have guest life, you stay in this home, you take care of your mother and your younger brothers and sisters. You take care. I don't have time, I'm going. So that's how he said. You know, that's like a signature. Now they have taken responsibility. So she's still living with my brothers and we don't have any problem.
But again, like coming to Vrindavan and staying in Vrindavan and staying in Mayapur, does it?
Yeah, Vrindavan and Mayapur, no difference. Same Vrindavan and Mayapur, no difference.
That's what if Matajis are coming to Vrindavan and Mayapur, leaving their homes, is it okay?
It is not required for them. You know, as long as house is Krishna conscious, and it is a duty of household to make his wife and children Krishna conscious, so the house itself becomes a temple, so they don't have to leave house and go. So wife can stay home, children are growing, they become Krishna conscious, so she has nice Krishna conscious, she can cultivate Krishna conscious being at home. I mean, they can visit Holy Dham, Mayapur, Vrindavan, Dwarka, Jagannathpuri, you know, that's wonderful. But then at home, she is not advised, leave home and stay somewhere. I mean, if that is possible for them, they can do. But as long as they have, you know, she has sons protecting her, you know, she does not need to go away from her. And the other side is, if the house becomes too terrible, nobody is practicing Krishna consciousness, and she is so much eager, kind of, in Krishna consciousness, she would like to chant, she would like to hear, and at home is not that suitable facility, atmosphere. Then, you know, she may choose to go to live in Vrindavan or Mayapur. Ultimately, we have to give up and go anyway. But if house is favorable, suitable, you can cultivate Krishna consciousness being at home, then fine. Mother can stay with sons and, you know, educate them.
Thank you, Guru.
You're welcome. So, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.